It's 28-23, Mar led by five. Cody Seaman dribbles in from the left wing, and he throws this one away. Another turnover for Harbor Beach, their fifth. And here comes Marlette, Andrew Storm, but Eli Kraft swats it away out of bounds.
And it might have gotten off on the Marlette player. I don't think the official saw it that way. It was really a bang-bang play.
Instead, they called a foul against Harbor Beach. Fouls on number 20, Eli Kraft. His second. Team's third. As Jacob Butterfield sits down for Harbor Beach, as well as Cody Seaman. Replacing him is Nick Hessling and Austin Seltz. Storm has it, feeds it into the right post, and he lofts this one into number 22, Connor Thomas, in for two. And is back to a seven-point game by Marlette. 4 minutes left in the first half, 30-23, Marlette leads. Eli Kraft, Austin Seltz in the right corner, back up to Kraft. Josh Shelke at the free throw line, one dribble jump shot. This one's short, rebound Brad Schaub. Schaub over to the right corner to a wide open three-point shooter from Storm. No good. Rebound is Hessling for Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft dribbles up on the right wing. Thought about pulling up for three. This one's no good. Over to the top to Josh Shelke. Slowing things down now. Austin Seltz in the left corner. Dribbles once, picks up his dribble. Josh Shelke. Top of the key, over to Eli Kraft for three on the right wing. Yes! Eli Kraft now with 12 points, brings the deficit down to 4 points for Harbor Beach. Marlette leads 30-26. Shaw blasts right past Shelke, right into the lane, kicks into the corner, back up to the top to Storm, who now drives the lane from the left side. He goes up and he's fouled. Two shots coming for Andrew Storm, who has 5 points in the night, has not attempted a free throw yet. That will be the fourth team foul for Harbor Beach.
First one on Colin Cook.
Colin Cook's first. Andrew Storm at the line shooting two. First one is good. Schaub has 6 points. Storm has 6 points. 31-26, lead pushed back to five. And the second one is good as well. 32-26, Marlette by six, 3 minutes left in the second quarter. And they have a kickball from the pass to Shelke. So Harbor Beach will get it on the side right in front of the traveling Harbor Beach student section. And Josh Shelke, top of the key, over to the left wing to Austin Seltz. Over to Shelke, back to Seltz, this time for three, rims in and out, rebound Colin Cook. Goes up for a little too strong from the left, and rebound Marlette. Matt Klein gets it stolen away by Seltz, goes up for the layup, and he is fouled. So Seltz will be going to the line for two shots. Good heads-up play there by Seltz, swiping away from an unknown Matt Klein.
Got to keep on attacking the lane every chance they get.
That's the fifth team foul for Marlette, and the first on Klein. First free throw up and good for Austin Seltz. He's on the board for one. Back down to a five-point deficit for Harbor Beach, 32-27, Marlette on top. Second free throw is good as well. Check that, make a four-point game. 32-28, 2.5 to play in the first half. Schaub against Shelke. Schaub blows right by him at top of the key. Storm, left wing, dribbles in down to the baseline, and they try to feed it to Regan, and they say Harbor Beach tipped it out of bounds. 2:31 left in the second quarter. Jim suddenly starting to go silent here. Very close play. It's a contested game so far. Drives into the lane and gets it stolen away. That's Andrew Storm. Marlette with eight turnovers already. Josh Shelke gets it stolen away. And here comes Storm down with the layup. And this one's no good. Rebound Colin Cook. Here comes Eli Kraft across midcourt. 2 minutes to play. Eli tries to cut to the lane, and he is pushed, and he is fouled, and it'll be an inbound play for Harbor Beach coming up. Six-team foul for Marlette. Fouls on Andrew Storm, his first.
Storm, yes.
Eli Kraft inbounds this one to Josh Shelke in the middle of the lane. He missed the give and go. Ron Rubel not happy about that one, and here comes the Red Raiders. job against Seltz. Drives in, spins, kicks it back out, and we have an offensive against Schaub, and the Harbor Beach crowd and team likes it. Schaub went out of control into the lane, spun, and right into a Harbor Beach defender, Nick Hesley. And that's a foul against Schaub, his first, team seventh. So the rest of the way out, Harbor Beach will be shooting at least one free throw. Eli Kraft getting the call from Ron Rubel. Dribbling just beyond midcourt, Eli Kraft against Andrew Storm. Dribbles to his left to the wing. Now to the right, top of the key to Nick Hessling, back to Eli Kraft. 90 seconds remain in the first half, 32-28, 4-point lead for the Red Raiders. Kraft takes a three from the top of the key, yes! He nailed that one nonchalantly, believe it or not. He has 8 points alone in the second for 15 of the night. A 1-point game, 32-31. Schaub with a jump shot, short, and airballs it just inside the three line. Nick Hessling tries to pass this one, tipped out of bounds by Schaub. Sounds like a broken record tonight, as Josh Shelkey will be inbounding this one to Kraft with 1:05 left
in
the first half.
We knew that Schaub was going to be coming into play for Marlette, and we knew that Eli Kraft was going to do the same for Harbor Beach.
Nothing new. Eli Kraft for three from the left wing. No rebound. Still loose. Brought in by Andrew Storr. Here comes Marlette. Feeds it in to Reagan. Back out to Schaub for three from the right wing. This one's off the mark. Rebound Storm. He drives into the lane. Puts this one up off the backboard. Rebound by Schaub, and this one's good. Schaub cleans up the boards and even misses his own shot. 34-31, 3-point game, and we have a charge called against Eli Kraft.
That's big because that's his third.
Third foul for Eli Kraft. He'll be sitting the bench at least until halftime perhaps, but Ron Rubel's keeping him in there. And we have a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Marlette. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll return after this. Marlette 34, Harbor Beach 31.
It pays to be an early riser, and it pays to own a Case IH Early Riser planter from TNT Equipment in Sandusky. The precision-oriented Early Riser row unit and advanced seed meter work together to ensure best-in-class seed spacing, superior depth control, and excellent seed-to-soil contact. The result? Earlier, even emergence, better plant stands, and higher yield potential. Here's to great beginnings with a Case IH Early Riser planter from TNT Equipment, located just west of Sandusky on M46. Be ready with Case IH.
Marlette calls a timeout here with moments remaining in the first half. 34, they lead Harbor Beach with 21. As what was supposed to be a 30-second timeout turned to be a full timeout. We'll take it. We're back with you regardless. As Ryan Brown listened in to Harbor Beach's huddle.
Yeah, Coach Rubel isn't very pleased with how his team is doing on the offense or defensive glass. He's really hoping his team buckles down these last 36 minutes and keep Marlette off the boards for no second chance and hopefully go into the locker room down by three or even better tie ball game.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. 36.4 seconds left in the first half. Marlette with the ball. Brad Schaub, in fact, 34-31. Andrew Storm, top of the key. Dribbling from the left wing, drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Reagan. Back out to Schaub, left wing. Over to Klein, top of the key. Reset it. Technically, he's supposed to be the point guard. Feed it into Reagan. This one went off the backboard. We'll call that as a turnover. It was ugly. Cody Seaman drives right down the lane on the right side. He goes up. He's should have been a foul. Colin Cook takes the jump shot instead. And Hessling goes up for the shot at the buzzer, and this one's no good. And we have reached halftime with a 3-point game. Marlette 34, Harbor Beach 31. When we return, we'll break down the first half of the WLEW Sports Network.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular, but need to add a phone to your account? Want